This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
It's time for Rant.
And today's rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento, locally owned for over 20 years. New Works has a fix for you. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-Plumbing.com. Put me into the category of one of those that is not feeling sorry for Joseph Osai of the Cincinnati Bengals this morning. Osai's penalty, the late hit out of bounds on Patrick Mahomes, set up the game-winning field goal, and because of his late hit, the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl, and the Bengals are not. And I'm supposed to feel sorry for a guy that commits stupidity on the football field? I talk about this every single week after games on Sundays. The stupidity that I see, the undisciplined players, the late hits, the stupid penalties, that's under the category of stupid. Again, Mahomes was not even close to being in the field to play. It was an egregious late hit out of bounds. And I have to feel sorry for Osai. You think the Cincinnati Bengal fans are feeling sorry for Joseph Osai this morning? Stop it already, would you please? And if you're one of those that's blaming Kyle Shanahan because of what happened yesterday in Philadelphia, you're delusional. All right, I don't want to hear about not challenging the Devontae Smith catch, blah, blah, blah. The Niners were going to lose anyway. As soon as Brock Purdy gets hurt, the game is over. Over. The game's over as soon as Purdy is out of the game. It's not Kyle Shanahan's fault. In my opinion, Shanahan should have been coach of the year. And this is coming from a Giants fan, all right? I mean, you're not going to win with a fourth-string quarterback, and then when Johnson's out, it's to prevent offense for the 49ers. Bad luck? Yeah, very bad luck. But it's not Kyle Shanahan's fault. Speaking of fault, speaking of embarrassing, speaking of I can't believe what I saw, the Empire State Building, after the Eagles beat the 49ers, put the colors on the top of their building, green and white, as a salute to the Eagles. Hey, memo to Empire State Building and you morons that work in that building that are in charge of the lighting schemes, all right? The New York sports fans hate Philadelphia, all right? They despise Philadelphia. They hate the Eagles. They hate the Flyers. They hate the Phillies. They hate the Sixers. That's right. Your building in Midtown Manhattan, which is a symbol of greatness in New York City, the people that look at your building hate Philadelphia, all right? They despise Philadelphia. What the hell are you doing? Embarrassing. Seriously, what the hell are you thinking about? Who's the Einstein who came up with that idea? Oh, yeah, let's put the colors tonight green and white. I mean, it's beyond explanation. It really is. And that's my rant for today. Hey, join me later over on YouTube, 3 o'clock Pacific. Sean Salisbury will talk more about the championship games of yesterday. Then at halftime of the Kings and the Timberwolves, I'll be on, and I'll be on after the game as well. Make it a great day. And again, thank you so much for listening to Grant's Rant.